to be that confident practitioner, we have to be willing to step out of our comfort zone. We have to be willing to take ourselves to the next level, to learn the new thing, to do the new thing. So you need to make sure that any education possibility that you're taking on is going to enhance what you're doing and is going to create more business for you.
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How are you? So today, because of course there have been the changes to the Facebook group, Strictly Education and Support is now Confident Practitioner Community. And so the theme, of course, of this month will be about being that confident practitioner, about joining the Facebook group, about asking your questions and emailing me your questions, so that as of next month, I can be talking about your questions and answering your questions here, the podcast. So what are we talking about today for the confident practitioner? Well, it's mastering the skills, isn't it? We have talked about learning new skills, about taking on new modalities. It's how do we thrive? How do we thrive in our professional journey? And with those new skills, how do we incorporate them? Well, number one is, do you really need that new skill? Okay. So research apparently, so now I don't have a link, but research apparently says that women will just keep on learning rather than actually going out and doing, which is one of the reasons that men are at the same age earning more than women, because the women will do double degree, they'll do the master's before they go out to the workforce, whereas the man, equivalent man, will go and do the degree and go out to work. And yeah, he might do the master's, but he'll do it part-time once he's working. And so when we think about that and think about our futures, we've got to think about mastering our skills and working. Because part of being a confident practitioner is seeing clients. Part of being confident in what we do is getting people in and seeing them. Now, that can be tricky, can't it? Getting those new clients in. So for me, when I started out, I had literally one client who told everyone about me, everyone. I saw she trebled my practice. My practice had been sort of 3-4 people a week. And then she came to see me. I did a couple of really basic hair analyses on her, and she had amazing results. And she had amazing results with supplements and all the rest of it. And so she told everyone, and she's in a very big network. She was one of those networking people. So she told everyone. And overnight, I had 2-3 new people every single day of the week. And then I got those people, I started to say, hey, could you give me a Google review? And so I started to get some Google reviews. And these things blossom, these things more and more, you know, they double up, you get another one. So what did I do? I said that if you refer me, I give you a free appointment. Because if you think about it, no one's going to refer you until they're feeling so much better. And you know them quite well by then anyway, so you know what their problems are. So it's doubtful they're going to come up with anything really tricky or difficult that you're going to have to worry about. It's going to be the ongoing problems that you're dealing with, that yes, you've got rid of the initial ones and you're on to perhaps new ones now, but you knew about them from the beginning. You know, we're digging deeper in that client. So I give out free appointments to my clients. If you refer me, you get a free appointment. It's the same with my mentees. If I take on somebody else, you're going to get a free appointment. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't I give that away? I'm giving away $85 or $95 worth of value because it's a half an hour free appointment, but I'm actually gaining hundreds of dollars in that new client. And that person has only referred me because I've done an amazing job for them. So it's win-win. And you become confident because you're seeing people. So you have to get out there. You have to get the reviews out there. Google My Business was getting those reviews on there, getting that out there, because people Google their problems. They do look a bit on social media because they happen to be on social media, so they might end up going down that funnel. But when they've gone to the doctor and they've been told you've got this or you've got that, they're going to go home and they're going to Google it. And so you need to be on Google My Business. You need to be promoting yourself where they're Googling their symptoms, where they're writing down what their problems are. So might be that you need, if you're working with children, you do need to be in Facebook groups that work with mothers and children, because they're going to tell each other about you. And that's how you're going to get those referrals. Do you see what I mean? So when we're looking at being that confident practitioner and mastering those skills, we do have to start with seeing the client. And then we ask someone else for help. We don't do it alone. To master the skills, we've had all of these talks with these amazing practitioners last week and this week. So these are helping you master these skills by going and seeing amazing practitioners like those ones for mentoring support. Then you're going to be able to be confident in your practice. So every Monday, and it's not every Monday, I just lied through my teeth. It's 3 Mondays of the month, and it's always the first Monday of the month. It's a group of practitioners. We're all together and we're all talking about our clients. And that's how they're mastering their skills, by talking about their clients, by discussing their client, by becoming confident in what they've got to say. Sometimes they'll come in and say, you know, this client, this, that, the other thing, and this is what I've done. And oh no, now I'm second guessing myself. And for some of them, it's my job to sit there and go, you've done the right thing. It's exactly what I would have done. It sounds like you're totally on top of that situation with that client, with their problem. You're doing all the right things now. You just have to let, you know, nature take its course and see if it works. Or in other conversations, it's, I've got this client, blah, blah, blah is happening. I'm doing this, that, and the other. Any other suggestions? And we all come out with other suggestions. And that makes for the confident practitioner. And it's the same in the confident practitioner community. It's the free community. You can ask your questions and get that support and help. And hopefully there's going to be me in there now that I'm turning them into events and I'm being more organized with my time. I'm organized anyway, but I'm actually making sure there's time to fit in that group to give those free talks to help and support you to become that confident practitioner. But you also have to step up to be that confident practitioner. You also have to step out of your comfort zone. And you also have to ask for help when you need it, because those are part of your learning journey. And if you're not willing to step out of your comfort zone, then you're always going to be limiting yourself. You're always going to be stopping yourself from truly achieving and blossoming in this thing that you want to do, to be that natural practitioner that you want to be. We often get in our own way. And we stop ourselves from mastering the skill by going to that next level, by going, okay, I'm now able to work. I have the certificate, I've got the trading name, I've got my ABN, Australian business number or New Zealand business number, whatever it is. I've got my tax codes. I've done all of those things. So now I can see those clients. Or why aren't they coming to me? Well, maybe I have to step out of my comfort zone and go to the local library and say, happy to give a talk here. Go to some local places where it's going to be free, right? And I never got that many clients from the free talks I gave. But what I did get was people saying to me, oh, yeah, I saw that you were giving that talk. I couldn't go, but I saw that. And so you're in people's minds. And so when you're in people's minds, they start sharing you. And we have to be there. We have to dedicate time each day to going, I'm going to work on my business today by doing more social media posting or Google My Business posting or whatever it is, my SEO, I'm going to work on my SEO, I'm going to work on my website. We have to dedicate time to those things so we have more clients come in, so that we can share our knowledge with people, and so we can become the confident practitioner that we want to be, because we're stepping up to the plate. As that old saying goes, we're stepping out of our own comfort zone and we're stepping into the new zone of being the practitioner we want to be, of going to the next level, of going, yeah, I don't know the answer to this question. I'm going to go and ask someone. I do know the answer to this question, so I can totally help you. Yeah, I don't really know all about your problem that you're saying to me, but this is within some of it's outside my comfort zone, but what you ultimately want is within my comfort zone. So I'm going to have to learn a bit more and take you on. I don't need to refer you to somebody else. To be that confident practitioner, we have to be willing to step out of our comfort zone. We have to be willing to take ourselves to the next level, to learn the new thing, to do the new thing. But we have to pay off our education and our training. And that means we have to bill our clients. That means we need the clients, or we need to sell the other thing to pay off that education. Your HICS fees, now, especially now to CPI, you're never going to pay them off unless you're working and literally paying off the base amount. So you need to make sure that any education possibility that you're taking on is going to enhance what you're doing and is going to create more business for you. It's not necessarily a new modality. It's not something new and totally different. It is an increase in what you're doing now that could be done as a sideline, maybe, or perhaps not taken on right now because we want to become confident in what we're doing. So it might be more education in pathology. It might be that your clients don't come back. So perhaps you need coaching in communication and connection. We need to look at where we're falling down and say, what will help me to achieve there? Not, oh, well, this isn't, clients aren't coming back, so I'm going to become a train driver. I don't know what it is you're going to, the alternative would be for you, I'm going to learn massage, when you've never been interested in massage. And then you'd have to get a whole new load of massage clients and you'd have to learn to massage. So you're still back at the catch 22. You're paying for something to learn a new modality. You then have to fit into what you're doing. So let's think about where you're going with your business, how you can get more clients in there, and where it is you're falling down that you need help specifically with. And if it's with individual clients, then it's joining a group like my Monday clinical group, or it's doing extra pathology study that's going to help you as you talk to those clients. It is doing the thing that supports what you're doing to be that confident practitioner, not necessarily always paying out money to learn something new or different when what you actually have is a really good occupation and it's the one you wanted. We just need to make sure that we're focusing in the right direction. You know, you can get a focus, because saying the word focus has of course reminded me that you're welcome to a focus call with me so that we can sit down and we can talk about what's going on with you. And I can cram a lot into 15 minutes, trust me, and we can get you pointed in the right direction. So I'm going to leave it there for today because I really want you to think about what is going to make me that confident practitioner. How can I step out of my comfort zone and do more, be more, without spending more? What is it I need? Where am I falling down in my business? What's lacking in my business that if I do this other thing, or I learn this, or I watch these videos or spend some time on YouTube doing it for free, will enhance what I do now? Or what can I ask Geraldine about? Or has she got it? Or can I send her an email asking her that question? And then she will do a podcast, or she will talk about it in the Confident Practitioner Community Facebook group. I'm Geraldine at mentoringwithgeraldine.biz, and I would love to hear from you. I reply to every email that I get. Now I'm going to leave it there. So I hope you have a brilliant rest of day, and I look forward to catching up with you on the next cast. See ya.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part two of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.